Jesus is the ultimate image of God. Paul, talking of Jesus, said in Colossians chapter 1, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." Now, David could be said to have some godlike traits in that he was a man after God's heart, yet not close enough to be said to be in the ideal image of God. It is well known that most of us are far from the image we should be seeking to be like. Was there in David a desire to be like God wanted him to be? There was no doubt he sought to do God's will. Then this was a step towards being in the image of God. The way David behaved was not a way we would like him to have behaved. It was not only good to seek to do the will of God, but also to do it in the right way. The character of Jesus was prophesied as a bruised reed he wouldn't break, and a smoking flax he wouldn't quench. It is not just what we do, but how we do it. We are aware of the maxim, the end does not justify the means. Charles Wesley, the hymn writer, wrote for children, "Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child." These are words which have been despised and ridiculed in past years, often by preachers of note as well as others. We too can remember Jesus throwing out the money changers from the temple and hearing him firmly speak to the religious leaders of the day. All that is true, yet his kindness and condescension to all the needy and straying souls comes over far more forcibly in the scripture. It is not only what Jesus did, but how he did it. Paul appealed to the Corinthian church. "I myself, Paul, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold towards you when I am away." It could perhaps be translated by the meekness and mildness of Christ. World leaders seem unable to have these qualities and lead as well. David, though kind and considerate to many individuals, was often seen as harsh and indifferent to the pain of others. Today, the doctor and nurse, the teacher and parent, and even sometimes the boss, can be seen to be concerned and sympathetic to the needs of others. But most leaders today must be seen to be authoritarian, ruthless, almost heartless, and must achieve results at all costs. Whether a football manager, a managing director, a prime minister or president, they are all in the spotlight and must succeed. Unfortunately, this style of leadership has passed into the church, not totally or completely, but far too often, and can become deeply entrenched. Yet even David had his limitations. He spoke of his nephew in the following words, "Moreover, you also know what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the hosts of Israel, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in the time of peace." David spoke often of God's care for him. He spoke about the prowess that God gave him when in battle. Rarely did he declare that he had a deep love for God as he did in Psalm 18 when he used the word rakam, to love deeply. He often spoke of the Psalms of the loving kindness of God to him, which we translate from chesed. Time after time, David will speak of his trust in God. There must always not only be our confidence in God, but also our affection for the Lord as well. Could it be that our trust in the Lord will see us through to do his will, but our love for him will help us to do his will in his way as well?